Maven Hubbard, spring has sprung, the birds are chirping, and the pop girls are pop girling.
Oh, and you know what that means, Nora Princiati.
Every single album is back. This spring is packed with new releases from some of the biggest pop stars in the world, including our girl Taylor Swift, and we'll be covering it all.
We'll, of course, break down every angle on the Tortured Poets Department, and we'll also cover new music from Beyoncé, Dua Lipa, Maggie Rogers, Kacey Musgraves, and Ariana Grande.
It's Pop Girl Spring on every single album.
New episodes starting March 28th.
On Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com.
Welcome to Jam Session. I'm Juliette Littman.
I'm Amanda Dobbins.
Happy Eclipse Monday, Amanda.
Is it a happy day?
I gotta say, I found my eclipse experience was really moving. It was just like really, really exciting, really beautiful, a community event.
Let's bring everybody. Let's bring everybody in. We in fact are starting recording a little bit late so that you, Juliette Littman, could experience the eclipse at the eclipse's New York City peak.
Yes. Yes. I consider traveling to Path of Totality, but it didn't work out for me.
Right. The Path of Totality is a little bit closer for you than it would be for me.
Yes. It's like 4 hours away.
Right. So why don't you set us up with your experience? Set the scene. Where were you?
Thanks so much for asking. Yeah. I went to Prospect Park. After this morning, I would say the lesser toy store of my immediate neighborhood where they were selling glasses for $2.95 each.
Okay. And they weren't sold out yet.
No, they were like prepared for day of purchasers. I feel like this was like, they just got them. Also, a lot of places in New York were giving them out, like Warby Parker and the library. So a lot of glasses. I also should just say that like a couple of months ago, the state of New York made a poster, like about the eclipse, and I found a high-res version of it online and downloaded it and got it framed. So
walk me through that thought process. Wow. I mean, it's a well-designed poster. It's definitely better than Cuomo's pandemic poster, you know?
Which I also have right here.
Oh, you do? Oh, you? Wow, look at you. Okay, maybe it's not framed. Better. Maybe it's equal now that you've turned the camera and showed me your framed pandemic poster. That was quite a time.
Thanks for bringing up the Cuomo pandemic poster. That was $10. I bought it and got it framed.
Okay. Was that released by the state of New York, or was that sort of like an Etsy, an artist out there was taking
it's
an opportunity?
It's released by Andrew Cuomo. He's a man of political posters.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's a good point.
He released this in June of 2020, and shortly thereafter, his disgrace was more public than ever, and he had to resign. Mm-hmm. when I brought this to be framed, one of my prized possessions. When I brought it to be framed, I had to indicate that I don't support him.
Right.
And then I found out that many of my neighbors have had the same conundrum of wanting to frame the poster, okay, but not supporting him.
That's really funny.
This poster that I bought for $10 now goes for $250 to $500 on eBay. It's signed by the disgraced governor, former governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo. And I'm so pleased to own it. It's a piece of political history.
That you only paid $10 for. The $10 went to Andrew Cuomo and not the state of New York.
It went to the state of New York. He was still governor when he released it.
Oh, that's great. Okay. So you funded the MTA and...
who knows and with Andrew Cuomo where that money
enough,
went.
Fair enough.
I paid $10 and received this poster. And so I've now started buying New York political posters. Official New York state posters is like something that I'm interested in. So I like a New York event.
So the eclipse photo was the eclipse poster was a free New York
free download
event. Well designed, I will say. You showed it to me.
It's a nice poster.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and you downloaded
it. I'll post it on Instagram.
And had it framed. How much did the framing cost? Do you remember?
I did it at Framebridge. It was expensive. It was like $100.
Yeah. Framing, the prices, it's a lot. Oh, so you've got your poster, you're ready. Did you learn anything from the poster? Is there any information that you can share with the listeners?
There's just been a really big emphasis on Niagara Falls as because it's in the path of totality. I haven't thought about Niagara Falls in years, so I would say this has been good publicity for one of the worst tourist sites in the state. So okay. I guess congratulations to Niagara Falls. And I did see just people I follow at Niagara Falls today. So that's cool.
How was the weather at Niagara Falls?
It looked cold.
But was it clear?
And kind of cloudy. I know, I think it was cloudy there. But I don't know. I haven't looked. There was bad service. Anyway, so I've been anticipating the eclipse for a while. Didn't travel. And then me and my camp friend who lives in the neighborhood, Katie, we went to Prospect Park. And we got there a little bit less than an hour before peak eclipse. At 3:23 Brooklyn time, it was peak eclipse. Everyone cheered. And clapped, and then 3 minutes later, everyone cheered and clapped again when the peak had ended, and then everyone left.
Okay.
And it was just a really chill, nice moment in the park.
Okay, so you had glasses because you showed me a picture, right? And you purchased them for $2.99. What did you see at peak eclipse from Prospect Park, Juliet Littman?
Through the glasses, a very small sliver of the sun. It looked like a crescent, like a very day one of the moon.
Okay.
But it was the sun. And it's crazy. When you put the glasses on, you can't see anything. It's like darkness. And then you look at the sun and you can see the eclipse. It's really fucking cool. Okay. And it really good technology by NASA. Good job.
I'm pro NASA. Did you spend any time not wearing the glasses, observing the world around you?
Yes.
While not
lot,
staring
yeah.
at the sun. And yes. Can you describe that?
Quite a bit. I think people are just so happy that it was a nice day. It's been such shitty weather for the last 3 weeks. So it was a nice sunny day. It's spring. Everyone carved out 90 minutes to leave whatever they were doing to go to the park. It was community
event. But I
meant during
peak eclipse. Do the birds stop singing?
So the wind died down for 30 seconds. It was windy and then the wind stopped.
Okay, but do you
back.
Think that was actually related to the alignment of the sun and the moon?
I do. I've heard that in the totality, the wind completely stops. So I don't know if that's completely...
Okay.
I don't know if I can contribute to that, but it was noticeable
to
me.
Do you know
it
what
was,
percentage
chilly.
Of totality you experienced?
89%.
That's pretty
almost
close
90.
To total. Okay.
Yeah.
And
it was really cool.
Okay. And so then talk to me, what did you take away from this intellectually, spiritually, emotionally?
I love a community event. I love experiencing things with strangers. So that was exciting. I was thinking about flat earthers and I was really wondering if they're staging a protest somewhere today. And I'd love to know how they explain this phenomenon. So I was thinking about that for 10 minutes. And I was just thinking about how cool it is to be on Earth. And it's so much better when you're not on the internet. And you're just outside.
I agree with all that.
Yes. Sorry, just one other note. Because there was a lot of people in a condensed area in a way that I think the grid wasn't prepared for. I had no service in the park for 20 minutes. So you really just had to kind of, being at a festival. You're just well, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really nice too.
Okay. That sounds really lovely. From my LA perspective, I gotta be honest, this is the most overrated thing I've experienced in some time. And that includes, you know, many films that I've seen in the last 15 years.
It didn't occur to me that anyone would like be paying attention in LA. Cause I was like, yeah, it's not, it's like a Eastern part of, it's like a east of the Mississippi event.
Right. But it's like, everybody's got to get on in on the news cycle. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And so all weekend long, here's where to watch in LA. Here's when it's going to peak in LA. Here's how to, you know, build your pinhole camera. Here's what happens if you look at the sun. Remember when Trump looked at the sun? Don't look at the sun. You can see it. It's not going to be obscured in Los Angeles. We have great weather. Eclipse, eclipse, eclipse. People start like rearranging school schedules and work. You know, it just sort of started going. And you can't help it if you participate in the news or your phone in any way, shape, or form. It was just like eclipse, eclipse, eclipse. So this morning I was like, well, maybe I'll at least like try to be outside and see whether the birds stop singing or, you know, whether I can do anything. I didn't have any glasses. Last time there was a partial eclipse in Los Angeles is when you lived here.
Yeah, and we were at Sunset Gower.
Yeah, do you remember?
I think of it as a depressing day.
We made the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And then all I remember is that we made the boxes and then I gave the box to Chris Ryan, but he didn't know how to use it. So he just used the box to stare directly into the sun, you know, like he used it backwards. And then I was like swatting it down, being like, no, you're looking at the sun. Anyway, we're all fine. But as a result of that, I decided not to make a box.
What percentage of eclipse was there? Like how much was of the sun was covered?
50%, allegedly.
50?
50 is what they said.
Okay.
I have to be honest, I was outside for the entire peak time. Noticed absolutely no difference in the environment whatsoever. No difference in the light, no reflections. I looked like just next to the sun, couldn't see anything. There was nothing. There were no people outside. There was no cheering.
Yeah, that's an LA problem. It also got colder. And like the shadows changed, like it felt like a storm was moving in, but it was just the eclipse. Like it was a much more dramatic change. So there was like more to be invested in. The other thing I was thinking about when it happened or like during the eclipse was just, it was still so bright. And I was just like, it's so amazing how powerful the sun is that even when it's 89% eclipsed, it's still so bright.
Yeah.
Like what a powerful fireball.
Sure. I definitely believe in the power of the sun. Pro sun. One of the many reasons I live in Los Angeles. And then I saw all the pictures of what people could see on their pinhole cameras or through their glasses. And it honestly just, you know, looks like a doodle that someone drew during. It's so anticlimactic. I don't understand. I understand.
This is a geographical problem, though. No, like, if you were somewhere else, it'd be a lot cooler.
Some of it is, like, I understand when we didn't have the science that we have now and, you know, there were wild disturbances to the earth that were unexplained. Mm-hmm. I understand the power of that. But now I'm just like standing outside on the sidewalk like an idiot waiting to like see a very small crescent. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing?
But you weren't ever going to get a very small crescent. So I think that there's buildup around you that was unjustified.
Okay. So like, a half moon, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm surprised by this take from you, Amanda. It's like pretty cool. It's something that like everyone's experiencing. It's very infrequent. There's like something that everyone
like half the people who traveled to be in the path of totality, including my in-laws, then just had like cloud cover. You plan whole vacations around this.
Well, a lot of people like booked multiple hotels to account for that. I don't know. I think you need to get on board with Eclipse. I'm not going to accept this.
I truly think that this was just oversold by mainstream media in an insane way. And I'm really disappointed.
I think in California it was oversold. Over other places, it was like a more dramatic event. So there was like more to buy into.
That's fine. I don't know. That's fine.
Why are you anti-eclipse?
It did not meet expectations. It was a real disappointment. And I'm not, you know, people are not having like intense revelations. Like, it's nice that you had a nice time in the park. That's great.
But do you have to have an intense revelation for something to be worth it? Like, can it just be nice to have an anomalous Monday where you have like 90 minutes of an event?
That's true. But I didn't have 90 minutes of an event. So,
well, again, this is a geographic challenge.
Okay. And I think an internet challenge.
That too. I just want in the future when you have access to a more dramatic eclipse.
I will never I hope you have more access to a dramatic eclipse.
Why not? Because I will never
go out of my way to see one.
What about in 2044 for the next solar eclipse like this? Maybe, who knows what the path will be, where you'll be. Actually, they probably do know. I don't know where it'll be, but like maybe you'll just be living somewhere where, or maybe in LA, if you're still living there, it'll be like more dramatic.
Maybe. But the likelihood that in 20 years, I'm going to be living in the totality. Totality is a pretty good word. I'm interested in that.
I was thinking, it's a great name for a science fiction movie or book.
I'm sure that there's like a whole series and then people turn into werewolves or something, you know?
I was also thinking, I saw a really funny tweet that was like, can I enjoy the eclipse if I didn't see whatever, new moon or whatever.
That's good.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. I was thinking another really good rom-com conceit would be 4 days from earthquake to eclipse and like all the anomalous events that happen over those 4 days.
Right. Earth has been very powerful to you and to people in your time zone.
My geographic region.
Your latitude and longitude in the last 4 days. An earthquake, aftershocks.
A popular musical once.
It's enough to start a new religion, you know?
It's certainly enough to reinforce the idea that New York is the most important place in the world.
Sure, yeah.
Whether that's true or not. But I'm going to go with it because for me it is.
Well, that's
me
great.
And Lin-Manuel Miranda and Alexander Hamilton. It's the greatest city in the world. I think it would have been cool to be at Niagara Falls, to be something near like the falls, which are so powerful, and then to be in the path of totality. That probably would have been pretty moving.
But it was cloudy.
I don't know. What'd you say?
It was cloudy.
I got to look into that. I'm sure it was so cool.
I can't believe we've invented so much technology, but they haven't figured out how to move the clouds away for the totality, you know?
I feel like farmers are probably like, yeah, I could have told you it was going to be cloudy today or something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
No, of course they could have.
Yeah. Well, I hope everyone had a great eclipse other than Amanda, who we know did not.
Jade agrees with me. Jade, our producer, was also here in Los Angeles and is just like, okay.
I texted a friend in Dallas and I was like, happy eclipse day. This was like 6 hours ago. Yeah. She didn't respond.
Yeah, I'm just saying, are you seeing that what you're putting out into the world is not totally being reciprocated?
6 hours later, she's like, I didn't care. And that was really cool.
Oh, okay.
So it is being reciprocated.
That's good. That's good for her. I'm glad that she was moved. I just hope my son didn't look at it. I haven't checked in on that. Like this morning as I was sending him off with the babysitter, I was like, hey, don't let him look at the eclipse. And she was like, oh, yeah. Good note.
The thing is, there's no reason. I was talking about this as well. Every day, you're not supposed to look at the sun. And so if you don't really know about the eclipse as an intellectual exercise, there's no reason to look at the sun on this day. You're not in more danger other than the temptation to look as higher today.
Yeah. I guess what I'm reflecting on right now is that like probably every morning I should be like, don't let him look at the sun because he's in like a very unique, dumb phase of life where he is just sometimes like looking at the sun. And I'm just like, you're not supposed to do that.
I don't think you need to worry about it because it's so bright that you as a reflex blink and look away. So don't worry.
I don't know. The other day I just looked over and he was like shining his toy flashlight directly into his eye for an extended period of time. And I'm like, I think he's very smart. I'm very proud of him. But I was just also like, okay, great. Like I have a member of Jackass in my house, you know? So who can say?
I'm really surprised by these takes. I don't know. Let's just embrace the wonder of the natural world. The technological artificial world stinks. So
here are some things I respect. I respect the sun. Okay. That's why I don't like it when it's covered up.
Okay.
Number two, and also people aren't doing a very good job of covering it up. And by people, I mean the moon. Number two.
Where you are. Like, I don't know why you're not caveating for your individual experience.
Because I'm an only child and here we are. It's 2024. I also respect the ocean, as you know.
Okay.
Which I think is very powerful. I think I respect space generally. I mean, the moon is one of like the lesser planetary bodies. It's not even a planet.
Right. I actually don't care about space, but
I know.
This was an Earth event. You know, it's about the alignment of Earth. So it's sort of irrelevant.
It's about the alignment.
I think we should have to agree to disagree. And you just have to accept that a lot of people had a lot of fun today and you weren't part of it.
You're right. That's true. That happened. I hope everyone listening had a great time.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear are so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
Let's move on to some other topics.
Okay.
I would like to share a thought I had over the weekend.
Right, which you just wrote in the doc in all lowercase with no links or context. But honestly, I didn't need links or context. I was like, I get it. On this, we agree. So go ahead.
Yeah, I just need to tell you that I feel bad for Joe Alwyn. I just feel like his life is being ruined. And I'm sure he was a shitty boyfriend, but I don't know that he's like an evil person. And so right now I'm feeling bad for him. And the reason that what prompted that is it came to my attention like 24 hours after the fact that Taylor Swift compiled 5 playlists of her current catalog of all of her songs that are already released. And she divvied them up into 5 playlists that are named after the 5 stages of grief, basically inviting everyone to read into even more deeply into like the songs and the song lyrics and what it's about. And what it means about her relationship with Joe Alwyn.
Yeah.
Who, as discussed on this podcast, we assume the title of her album, Tortured Poets Department, is making fun of him and his friends who had a group text along those lines, the same name. And I'm just not sure, since she's the most powerful person in pop culture right now, I think, I just think that it's probably got to be really rough to be on the receiving end. And I feel bad.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's evil. I think he's just a shitty boyfriend who maybe cheated. I don't know.
I don't even know if he cheated. I mean, I haven't even read that far into it. Maybe he did.
So but one thing that I unfortunately learned about this week, which I don't know if this is true.
Okay.
There's a clip from Conversations with Friends, which is a television show based on a book that I liked and a television show that I couldn't finish.
Same, but it's great interiors.
He played the lead male named Nick, and there's like a sex scene in the show where apparently there's a clip. I honestly rewatched it several times. I just couldn't catch it. But the Taylor stans are saying he says the name of the actress and not the character. Like he like groans it in this sex scene.
Oh, and wow. Jade's face just now was just like that. She was totally shocked by that. And so the Taylor stans are using this as evidence that he was cheating with the actress.
Yes, his co-star. And that apparently this is something that's like been in the lore or something. And as a result, that's like what people are pointing to in terms of like, oh, Joe cheated on her. And it was, and then Taylor's been using the white heart emoji. And apparently this actress also posted an Instagram on April 19th, 2023 of her and Joe Alwyn with the white heart. And now Taylor's releasing her album on April 19th, 2024 and has co-opted the white heart for this marketing campaign. So what I learned all of this, and what I by learned, I mean not like believe this all to be true, but was aware of this theory circulating. That's when I was like, man, I feel bad for this guy. And the woman, whose name I don't even know. I just know she played Allison. Right.
So I have no idea whether Joe Alwyn had an affair with his co-star on Conversations with Friends. But I do believe that the use of the white heart emoji and the release date are intentional on the part of Taylor Swift in order to play into the lore and the idea that this is a response to this thing, or the possibility of. She is legendary at, you know, leaving these clues and tying them to her real life disappointments and breakups, and has made quite literally billions of dollars off of that. I guess I feel bad for him. I mean, yeah, he's down bad, right? And from the minute they broke up, you, like, if you're him, you have to know this is coming in some respect. And it honestly has nothing to do with him, or probably even what happened between their relationship, but you don't want to be the other character against Taylor Swift fans. Do you know what I'm saying? In a world where she really does create these narratives and then has people become very invested on her behalf, you're just not going to win, you know? It's going to be a long year.
And her European tour's coming. It's like he doesn't even get his own continent, you know? I guess, I don't know if you include the UK in that, but he certainly can't come to America. I mean, she's got to stay in some countryside.
Right, and he's in the new Yorgos Lanthimos movie that's coming out this summer. So,
right, so that sucks for him.
Good luck promoting that.
Yeah, because also all he's going to do is be asked about Taylor Swift. They'll probably have to say, ban that, and like be like, you can only talk to him if you don't ask about Taylor Swift.
He may just not do press, you know? He may just do like photo calls only and not take questions. I mean, what are you really going to say about, like, you can't like explain your performance in a Yorgos Lanthimos movie either, you know? Just this was like, it was pretty weird and we tried some things.
Hey, he was good in The Favorite, and sure. I think that's probably as good as it's going to get for Joe Alwyn.
Yeah. It's going to be rough. I hope that he has some vacations prepared, you know, for April and May, and is just not looking at his phone and is with close friends and family. And he doesn't have any social media accounts, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, he's not like publicly posting. So that seems wise. So you just kind of got to write it out, which he's been doing. It's not like he has been very public.
No,
so
not at all.
Yeah, I would not want to be him.
Agreed.
I just wouldn't.
Tough stuff. Just really tough stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my main takeaway this weekend.
Speaking of Taylor, there was this one small Taylor-related thing, which is that, so she and Travis have been in Los Angeles, and I saw a paparazzi report that she attended a friend's birthday dinner at Barney's Beanery.
Barney's Beanery.
And then picked up the tab. So this is a great little mini segment that I want to propose of why are really famous people at these places? And part one is Barney's Beanery in Los Angeles. Can you describe Barney's Beanery for the people, Juliet?
Yeah, I'd love to. Barney's Beanery is an overpriced, mediocre bar with food that you go to in your first 5 years in LA and never again, unless perhaps your university or college is having an alumni event there.
Right. Or at the airport. It is like a bespoke Chili's, but there's also one at the airport. And it took me 5 years of flying through LAX to realize that it's not a coffee place, despite it being Barney's Beanery. Because sometimes, like, the Starbucks line is, you know, at the terminal and you just want a coffee, but they don't offer that at Barney's Beanery.
I think I recall that Barney's Beanery first came to prominence because the Olsons went there when they were also, like, in their coffee bean and tea leaf phase.
Right.
And when they were, like, 18, like, their senior year of high school, they just got, like, a lot of attention as LA celebrities, which I guess they found unbearable because then they have not returned to anything that resembles that phase of their life. But I think that's why, like, the idea that Taylor Swift is at Barney's Beanery is even weirder. It's because, like, the Olsons gave it notoriety 20 years ago. And so, like, haven't we all moved on? They certainly have.
Right. Just also having your birthday at a Barney's Beanery, whether you're friends with Taylor Swift or not.
So I looked at the pictures that you're referring to because they're on TMZ.
Right.
I didn't recognize anyone in the pictures. Mm-hmm. And I also, they didn't, the name of whoever's birthday was, at least on my internet, has not come out. I can't speak to like the deep Taylor internet. And so I wonder if it's just like someone who perhaps lives in that area. Like, I'm like, does Taylor have a friend who just like their local spot is Barney's Beanery, which I find to be way more understandable. Like, my local spot is definitely not cool, but it's nearby. So I'm like, okay, sure, I'm just go there.
I have those as well. But I don't know if I pick my local spot for my birthday dinner.
Right. Well, I might. I don't know. I'm ambivalent about my birthday, so
yeah, that's, I guess, the kind I'm of not really having birthday dinners anymore. Anyway, I felt that to be incongruous, you know?
I also thought, you mentioned that Taylor picked up a tab.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting. The way that she does it, we learned from this article, is she leaves and then her bodyguard goes back in and pays.
Yeah.
So it's not like Taylor's putting a car down or saying anything to anyone, but she like arranges for it, which I just thought was like very, you know, it was minutia, but I was kind of found interesting.
Right. No, it's good. We like to know the hows.
Yeah,
and that
exactly
makes a lot of sense. Okay.
Totally. How do you feel about Taylor Swift taking up residence in Los Angeles?
Well, it hasn't impacted my life in any meaningful way. Well, she, you know, she hasn't come, you know, east of West Hollywood, as far as I can tell.
My last Taylor in LA moment I can recall is in 2016 when she took the picture of herself voting in LA.
Right.
And since
you
then,
think she's
she has
back?
Like,
she's just getting ready.
No, I think she's back because Travis Kelce is filming Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And he's the host of it. She went on set one day. But I do think it's like interesting.
I mean, here's the only thing. The only thing that Joe Alwyn has for going for him in the next 3 to 6 months.
He's not hosting.
He's
Are You
not
Smarter
hosting
Than a Fifth Grader?
Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? I don't think that your representatives are doing right by you if they put you in a position where people would compare you to the title of your show and wonder whether the question is no. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Do you know? You just don't want to be in the same sentence.
Yeah. It's a tough one. Okay. It's really tough. I think it's notable. She has so closely identified herself with New York and downtown.
Taylor Swift, one of the most powerful women in the world, is arranging her life according to the production schedule of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Like, I want more for all of us, you know? I really do. I really want more than Taylor Swift, like, figuring out reservations based on the call times for Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader tomorrow, you know?
There's some other potential explanations, I guess. Like, Jack Antonoff opened his own, like, studio facility in L.A. Almost all of the music industry has shifted to L.A. But that's why I find it interesting. It's because she's so resolutely, it's just like, I'm still recording in Electric Lady Studios. I'm going to Via Carota for dinner. Like, right, I'm right, going right, to Zero right. Bond. Like, she's, like, resisted it so hard. I just think it's very interesting. It's happening right now.
Yes. So. And it's because Travis is here.
Yeah.
Okay, part two of why is this really famous person at this random place in L.A. is that Rihanna and A$AP Rocky were photographed pretty noticeably in a way that made me wonder whether someone was tipped off on a date at Color Me Mine. And, like, there are photos through the window of them painting stuff, like, for an extended period of time.
It's pretty weird.
I think Rihanna contains multitudes. I think that she could have lots of interests and people, you know, need to relax and zone out sometimes. Color Me Mine was not on my list. Also, just like, why are they in public at a Color Me Mine? Can't Color Me Mine come to Rihanna?
The thing that's really weird about it is there's other people there. I was like wondering if they like rented it out, but it just seems like they went for fun.
Or went for a photo op. Because then she's like, definitely there is the shot outside of the full outfit with the coffee.
Yeah. Now,
maybe
fishnets.
The paparazzi found them. And at the end, she got a coffee. But, like, I don't know.
Also, what time is this? Because she's so notably, like, only does stuff at night. Like, and there's the kids aren't there.
Yeah.
And so it's just, the whole thing is weird.
It's very confusing to me. Out of all of the kind of leisure activity places that I would, you know, that were I Rihanna, would I, Color Me Mine would not be on my list. You know?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. What are other activities that you could do outside?
Well, I mean, just so many. Also, like pottery decorating or like painting is like...
Yeah, like I would do like a ceramics class first.
Yeah. Or like go to like a studio, like someone's studio, be like, hey, can, you know, like there's just like a really high end way for Rihanna to do this. And yet she's at Color Me Mine.
Right. You know, I like hiking, exercise classes. It's like basically the only times I've ever seen Rihanna photographed out in the wild are going to dinner, primarily at Giorgio Baldi or at Color Me Mine. Like, you don't see her shopping. You don't see her,
you know? Maybe they'll be doing some kind of collab soon. Like, maybe it's like a makeup thing. Color.
Oh, interesting. So, like,
I don't know what it would be, but that's the best I could come up with.
Would you buy Color Me Mine makeup? I mean, one of the signature things about Color Me Mine is like the what you paint in the studio and then like what comes out after it's been in the kiln or whatever is not always like the color you
changes
imagined.
Color.
You know, yeah. It's like it's separated from your intention. Anyway, just thought
maybe
that was
she's
weird.
Getting into like some kind of kids something. Like maybe she's doing like,
oh, maybe. Okay.
It's got to be related to a product. That's the only answer.
Okay. I agree with you, but I can't imagine what it would be. And I thought it was pretty weird.
We'll be watching that space.
Okay.
Last topic of the day. I'm really into reading mean Instagram comments on Instagram, which then sometimes leads to just like weird places. I particularly like it on like political people's pages because like people just write the most unhinged things that are just like very, very, very focused on like one thing they care about.
So this has been a lot of like Juliet process oriented questions this podcast, but I'm going to keep going. Take me through the process of you finding mean Instagram comments. Like, are there certain accounts you're following? Are you just like, let me go to this political account? Okay.
Yes.
So you just in your head, think of a public figure and then you visit their page.
Yeah. I'm like, what are they posting? What's the response like? Okay. Just check in on it.
And I just like to know. Okay. Yeah. So what led you to Liam Hemsworth's page?
Page six. So okay. I've been really, really interested in the Cyrus family drama.
Yeah.
As just a quick refresher, Tish Cyrus, the mother of Miley, is married to an actor named Dominic Purcell. It came out after Tish and Dominic got married, that Dominic and Noah had a relationship, like they dated or something. There's a million questions to ask. And apparently, you might not be surprised to hear this, there's a big rift in the family.
Yeah.
It sounds like Miley and Tish are like in a feud with Noah. And Miley did allude to some family drama at the Grammys. So who knows exactly what's going on, but Page Six noted that Noah had liked one of Liam Hemsworth's Instagram and notably a thirst trap Instagram. Mm-hmm. And so then I was like, you know, I love the Hemsworth. I was like, okay, I'm going to go check that out. I'd like to see more. And then I found out, I learned a lot of things that are going on in Liam Hemsworth's life that I didn't know about.
Say
which
more.
Is that, well, you can fill me in on this, Amanda, but people are really mad at him for taking Henry Cavill's role in The Witcher. Or I guess like they're like, did a recast or a reboot? And so people are like, you ruined Henry Cavill's life.
Why would I be able to fill you in on that? The Witcher is...
I thought it might be a movie or something.
I think it's a TV show.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah, Henry Cavill has had some... He's been recast a lot
recently. The Rock also ruined his life. Yeah. So I think his life is just sort of ruined, which leads me to believe maybe the problem is Henry Cavill and not everyone else, but that's another story. Anyway, I learned about that. And then I guess a lot of people were like, wow, steroids. And then some people were responding to the thirst trap and with Miley Cyrus lyrics, all related to buying flowers from the wonderful song Flowers. And I just thought it was so fucking funny.
What was the percentage breakdown of Henry Cavill stands versus Miley Cyrus stands? Who's doing better in the Instagram wars? Who's working harder?
I think the Henry Cavill stans are coming for Liam Hemsworth more than Miley Cyrus fans.
Okay.
I think the Miley Cyrus fans have like moved on. They're just like, he's not even worth it.
Yeah.
Which is probably true.
Yeah.
It's like not doing much.
He's back in Australia. It's fine.
He's hiding. Yeah. Miley's on top of the world. Flowers is a fucking banger. And now she gets to be on a Beyonce album. So I think she's doing pretty great.
I agree.
I like Miley Cyrus too. So I wish her well. Anyway, I just love Instagram comments. They're so public and so mean.
Any other accounts that have notably mean comments that you would direct us to?
Look up your senator, look up your governor. Just like see what their enemies are saying to them. It's like probably insane. That's my advice for all of you. It's like it gets dark.
As always, you're a delight. You know?
Thank you so much, Amanda. Thank you to our producer, Jade Whaley. And we will not be covering any eclipses going forward out of respect to Amanda. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Have a great week, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.